You know, it's not my favorite song in the world, but you go where the information takes you. On this day 3 years ago, Pete Burns, who was the singer, songwriter, and member of Dead or Alive, died on this day in 2016. They had a it was number one in the UK. It was not number one here in the US, but it's kind of it's not a cult favorite, but it just sort of lives on. You Spin Me Round Like a Record. That is the song from Dead or Alive that we heard. Pete Burns, the singer and a main songwriter for Dead or Alive, died on this day in 2016. Scott Bertram with you here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks for joining us on this Wednesday morning all across the state of Michigan. Thanks to Phil Kerpen. You can find him on Twitter at Kerpen, K-E-R-P-E-N. Also, AmericanCommitment.org. We're talking about repealing some of the capital gains tax, the way they're figured, and the president being a little hesitant because of it being seen as a giveaway to the rich, perhaps. And I'm paging through this morning's paper, well, digitally, the PDF form, and I see this: Senate Democrats attempting to repeal an IRS regulation that is designed to keep people from exceeding the $10,000 limit on state and local tax deductions. Democrats in the Senate will force a vote, which could happen today, to overturn the regulation through the Congressional Review Act. Vote takes aim at an IRS rule from June that prohibits states from creating charitable funds that taxpayers can contribute to in exchange for a state tax credit. Schumer said Americans living in high-tax states like New York and Illinois are already paying some of the highest property and school taxes in the nation, and for the federal government to then penalize them is so unfair. Well, there's an easy solution we've talked about before. Those high-tax states like New York and Illinois could, now stay with me here, lower their taxes. Now, that might mean they have to do with less money, depending, in their capitals, but it is within their ability to lower those high taxes in New York and Illinois. The second point, of course, is this is a move to try to give, essentially, tax breaks for millionaires and billionaires and the rich. And this is one of those things where Democrats, will, of course, will decry any kind of Republican tax cut, even if the Trump tax cut, again, went mainly to the middle class Americans felt that tax cut. They received the tax cut no matter what the left tries to paint it as, especially through this presidential campaign. And now Democrats are going to try to move through this this repeal of a rule that will only benefit the rich, and especially the rich in high tax states like New York and Illinois. Of course, that is where their base is. So I understand it. But at the same time, I mean, they have no qualms about doing this, while they, of course, will go after Republicans and conservatives for any sort of tax cuts, even if the middle class get a big piece of it. Anyway, that's a little more tax discussion. The UAW strike, the GM strike, continues now. And it's, this is day 38. And some sad news from Tennessee, where a UAW picket was struck and killed Tuesday, yesterday, by a driver outside the GM plant in Spring Hill amid the ongoing strike. Identified as 55-year-old Roy McCombs of Columbia. Happened about 6 o'clock in the morning on a bridge that leads to the plant's south entrance. Accident involving a pedestrian and a car. The preliminary investigation and witness statements both suggest that the man was not actively picketing at the time of the crash, but was trying to cross the roadway near the picket line. Driver, a woman in her mid-20s, taking her kids to daycare that was located on the GM property. Doubtful that charges will be filed. Everyone seems to be cooperating. The story from USA Today says that some other nearby picketers have kind of moved back from the highway, which is not a bad plan, I suppose. But sad news from Spring Hill, Tennessee. The other stuff I can tell you about the strike from yesterday, members of at least one local showing their disapproval for the tentative agreement with GM. This is also from Spring Hill. Spring Hill Manufacturing Plant in Tennessee voting down the contract 51-49%. Skilled trades and production votes combined, according to unofficial results on the local's website. Meanwhile, members of Local 14 at Toledo, the Toledo Transmission Plant, approved the contract 80-20, 80%, 20%, according to unofficial results on the locals' website. 48,000 UAW members still on strike. They are reviewing details of the contract and voting. This is day 38 today, Wednesday, and it remains one of the longest strikes in UAW in GM, or I should say in GM's history. The agreement, and this is where the sticking point is, would allow GM to close three plants, Baltimore operations in Maryland, Lordstown Assembly in Northeast Ohio, and Warren Transmission in Southeast Michigan. There are signing bonuses in there, $11,000 a bonus for members if they ratify the contract, which is quite the incentive, I suppose, to ratify the contract. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. This portion of the show brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. With an October special, yes, it's still October, and maybe a Thanksgiving special. Still time to lose 20-plus pounds before Thanksgiving. Feel better and look great at all those family events. And even better, you can enjoy 15% off your customized weight loss program until October 31st. If you're ready to lose weight, then you can do it. Feel great again. My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, your custom solution to losing those extra pounds. My Pure Health Solutions builds a custom plan just for you. Not a one-size-fits-all, but something designed for you. Find out more by logging on gruberhealth.com or call 616-426-3910. And remember, you can use Flex accounts and health savings accounts too. gruberhealth.com. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Michigan's waters is critically important, and so is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. This underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac, means multiple layers of protection and virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes. It also eliminates the possibility of an anchor strike, and it means no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.
Sweet strawberry icing.
You're in Goodwill and just past that vintage denim jacket you spot. Miniature donut earrings. You lean in. Ah, that's the scent of shopping success. Because at Goodwill, every item you buy funds local job training and more. So bring home those donut earrings and bring home so much good to your community. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and